Today on Made for Glory, the final of the seven last words of Jesus spoken from the cross, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Pretty profound and searching question you can ask somebody is, what are your intentions? If you think about somebody that's trying to date your daughter or date somebody that you love, and you ask them, you know, like, what are your intentions? It's kind of like, what's really going on here? What's really underneath the surface? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to do? And there's this reality that happens on the cross. When we look at Jesus on the cross, is the intentions of God are made apparent. That everything that is in God's heart has been opened up to us. So any suspicion that we might have of God, in any kind of way we look at him and think that maybe he's trying to take something from us, God is trying to keep something from us, all of that is kind of laid bare on the cross, where Jesus says that his desire for us is ultimately not to take something from us, but to give us everything. That God gives himself to us. He allows his heart to be opened up and poured out upon us on the cross. So with that in mind, that actually confronts what happened in the original sin. St. John Paul II once described original sin when the devil tempted Adam and Eve to turn from God and to grasp at knowledge, to grasp at life, that the original sin is an attack on fatherhood. And every subsequent sin participates in that attack on fatherhood, the fatherhood of God. So how can Jesus do this in the last moments of his life? This is the last of Jesus' words. He says, into your hands, Father, I commend my spirit. He can do that because every moment of his life, he is giving himself over to the Father. Every moment, he is embodying what he taught us to pray in the Our Father, where he says, thy will be done, thy will be done. So maybe the question, the challenge for us, because if you think about it, at the end of your life, do you want to be someone who's grasping at life, who's clutching at possessions, who is filled with bitterness and regret, or someone who's able to pour themselves out in joy to the Father and say, Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit, confident that God, our Father, is there to catch you. God, our Father, is there to draw you close and to bring you into heaven, to reign with him forever. And so we do that by those small decisions we make each and every day, where instead of giving way into selfishness and to control, to manipulation that we sometimes fall into or want to embody in our relationships or at work, in our home, our family life, that instead we say, no, actually, I'm going to pour myself out into the will of the Father. Thy will be done, Father. Thy will be done. And if we make a habit of that, that becomes normal for us, and we begin to embody the life and love of Jesus. We begin to embody the way that he lived, and particularly in this final moment of his life, so that you and I, who will die one day, that we're going to die one day our life will end, that hopefully that last moment of our life will be united to Christ so we can pray with him those beautiful words that were his final words that he speaks from the cross. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.